Attention all lifelong learners and technology enthusiasts. Tune in to By the Way, the radio show that will help keep you informed and engaged with the latest in education and technology. Don't miss out on this exciting opportunity to expand your knowledge and stay informed about the world around you. Tune in to By the Way and join the conversation today with Michelle Perry, owner of Learn New Mexico.
Tune in to By the Way the first Thursday each month at 8 a.m. right here on KHII 88.9 FM Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and KEDU 102.3 FM Rio Delso.
And good morning, Mike Durler with you, but I'm turning it over to Michelle Perry with Learn New Mexico. She's over there somewhere. There she is. So, and she'll introduce her guest. Michelle?
Good morning, peekaboo.
Peekaboo, Mike. Peekaboo. It's all yours, girl.
Thank you, Mike. Welcome, everyone, to the By the Way radio show, our monthly show at the beginning of every month. And this month, we have Callie Finnegan and Peg Krim in here with us, and they are representing 100% Otero. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to have you both here. These ladies are doing tremendous work in our community, and I am excited to talk all about that work. I myself have an investment, an emotional and academic investment in 100% Otero. I love this organization. I think that it is brilliant. Tell us a bit about yourselves, what you do within this organization, and tell us about the organization itself and its mission.
Great. Well, thanks for having us today, Michelle, and we appreciate all you've done for 100% Otero, too. But for those who don't know, 100% Otero, we're a local nonprofit. We're a relatively young one. We started about 4 years ago, and we started by reading the book Anna, Age 8, that lets you know what's going on in New Mexico and truly across the country. Mm-hmm. With kids who end up in the care of the state and the trauma that they've experienced and all sorts of things. But our mission is to eliminate childhood trauma so that 100% of our kids can grow up in a safe, healthy, supportive environment and grow into responsible, productive, strong adults.
I love this mission. I adore this mission as an educator most all of my life, all my career. Went into education myself at the ripe age of 23 and have never ever done anything else except run my business, which is an educational consulting business. So yes, I value so much this idea around childhood trauma and how we must prevent it. Callie, talk to us about what you do and your role here.
Well, I am the county coordinator is what they call me. And basically, I just try and keep the wheels on the ground and make sure that the day-to-day activities and get taken care of. Peg and our other co-founder Lisa have amazing big huge ideas, but sometimes we need somebody to keep
just keep those straight.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to make sure there's a lot of little minutia, the little details that have
Callie makes everything happen. Some of us are so far out there.
No.
Well, not too far out there for children who need these services.
Yes.
Families who need these services. So. But running a nonprofit is a lot of work. And so, Callie, you bring this wonderful set of expertise and skills and this ability to keep everything together, moving in a forward fashion. I mean, that has to be a lot of work.
It is, but it's very gratifying, and it's this program, the 100% initiative, makes so much sense.
Right.
That it's easy to get behind because it is data driven.
Yep.
All of the ideas are supported with facts and figures, and so it's easy to fall in love with this program, I think, this initiative.
It's also, although it's a statewide, it's based on a statewide roadmap, I don't know what we want to call it, plan, whatever, but each county implements it in their own way.
Yeah,
so that's people from here in Otero County who are trying to make Otero County a better place. Mm-hmm. You know, we all love living here and want it to be successful.
Mm-hmm. And our program looks very different from San Juan County or or Chavez or any of, you know, because we have unique, we have unique personality. We have a unique structure as far as, you know, we've got a lot of rural communities. So they have unique opportunities and obstacles and barriers, and those are the
Absolutely.
Things we want to overcome.
Tailoring it to the needs of our local community really speaks to the grassroots of
right.
the premise of the model.
Right.
And so Dominic Capella and his partner,
Catherine
Ortega-Courtney. I know them both. I know Dom very well. So he and I connected on the precipice of this entire project when he and Catherine wrote Anna Age 8. He and I connected then, and we've been in constant contact throughout all these years. And like you said, it's been over 4 years now, which is incredible. But he was inspired by me. I was inspired by him a lot, but he was inspired by me. He is currently enrolled in a PhD program in the same program I was enrolled in. Well, I'm about to be finishing, finally. I'm about 2 years ahead of him. But so we compare notes often, but in any case, he's a 65-year-old man-ish, and he looked at me and he was like, hey, if that lady can do it, I was going to say old lady, my husband gets mad at me when I call myself old lady, but that lady can do it, I can do it. And so education, right? Dom values education, and he's the proof in the pudding because he's like, I'm going to go back and get my PhD. It's time. And so we kapitz about all of that, our programs. But nonetheless, let's talk education. So talk to us about how 100% Otero attends to educating our community, especially about the sectors, about the 10 vital services to survive and thrive.
So our model is that we have, like you say, 10 vital services that all families need. And so I can do this.
Food, yes, you can.
Housing, medical care and dental care, behavioral health care, transportation, parent supports, early childhood learning, community schools, youth mentoring, and job training.
Woo! Yes, so, nice.
And how we look at it, and if you see our logo, you recognize we talk about weaving it all together, that we can weave together those 10 services that all families need, and if we can support families, there will be less childhood trauma because of that. And so one of our big missions is to educate the whole community on what services are out there, because
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
are a lot of services out there. And so we try to do a lot. We put articles in the newspaper, we come mm-hmm. on radio programs,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll have a booth at the fair, please come by and stop and visit us.
Yes.
You know, we participate in community events and just try to get all the information out there about what is available. Another thing,
one of the easiest ways, I'm going to jump in real quick, because one of the easiest ways for individuals to find services is through a website that we partnered with called the 10 Vital Services. And if you go to 10vitalservicesnm.org, and then there's a drop down box for the different counties. So, of course, you would go to Otero if you're here. And then it would have those 10 sectors listed. So, if you need food, if you need housing, you would drop down on those boxes, and it would give you as many services as we've been able to find.
Yes.
And we try to keep it as current as possible. And it's got a map, it's got a description, it's got the contact information. If it's medical dental, it's got what insurances they take. As far as community schools, there's all the different schools in Otero County, early childhood development. It's mm-hmm. got all of the daycares or early childhood centers. So anyway, that's a great place if you're looking for services, because in the survey that was done at the beginning of all this,
right.
that's where we came up with what are the barriers in town.
That's right.
One of the highest barrier, or one of the biggest barriers in across the board, was people saying, I don't know what's available.
Right.
So we made it our mission to make finding services easier for families.
That awareness campaign, making mm-hmm. The awareness campaign very broad and hitting all of the different events and the different speaking opportunities and Rotary Club and all of our philanthropic clubs, you know, getting our message out there mm-hmm. has been so important. But I want to talk about a specific example without naming names. I I host a 100% Otero page on my website for the company, for Learn New Mexico. And somebody reached out to me recently and asked specifically, you know, about housing. You know, where can I go to get housing support? And that spoke to me, and I forwarded it on to Peg. And that spoke to me because I also serve on the COPE board, our Domestic Violence Shelter board. And we struggle with housing in this community. So what can you tell us specific to this need for housing and what people can learn regarding housing through your agency?
Housing is a tough nut to crack.
That's a hard one.
And, you know, there is a lack of housing in Alamogordo and Otero County. You know, not even just affordable housing, any housing at all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we are, our housing team is struggling, but we are working on some things. We've built a better, or we've gotten to know the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness. We're working with them. We're looking at some grants and stuff to do some things to hopefully be able to get some more affordable housing. One of our county commissioners, Amy Barella, is very interested in this issue, and she's doing great work, and she's trying to get some things coming together. It takes a will. And I think, you know, we've been working on the housing issue, and you might have heard us talk about the PIP count that we do every year. We've done for the last 3 years. So, and that's just bringing an awareness of, you know, before that we didn't have a clue how many folks are experiencing homelessness in our area. And, you know, we still don't know exact numbers, but, you know, we're going to look at some trends and we're going to learn from this and talking to these people about what can we do to help? What do they need? What do they want? Things like that. But that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. And, but what we are seeing is there's more conversation now about the problem, which is good. Yes, because I think maybe people thought it was a very small issue, and I think now folks are understanding that it affects many more people than
absolutely and across broad spectrum. So it's not just the person who is seeking help from, you know, a domestic violence shelter point. You know, it's not just that, because trust me, we our shelter's full, and we struggle, and we talk about it while on the board. Every month we meet, we talk about this, and people like Nadia Sykes, who I just adore and love, it's her mission to support these homeless, and she can tell you exactly what the issues are and ideas, and so can other agency representatives. I look at our airmen and women out at Holloman, and while they do have base housing, they need housing as well beyond base housing. And so our next door neighbor owns a house there in our neighborhood, and he rents it out to the people who come in through the missions. And so it's turning over. That house is turning over quickly with a bunch of people, a bunch of guys in one house renting a room out of one house. And we've had like four guys in that house before, you know, separate guys. And I love that. But those poor guys having to all, you know, so housing from one end of the spectrum to the other is a need.
Absolutely. Yes. And, you know, tying this back to public education, at the end of last year, I think the number was around 160 students who were homeless.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, as Callie likes to say, if you come into the classroom hungry and don't know where you're going to sleep that night or didn't get a good night's sleep, you're not going to be able to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic if your stomach's growling and I'm exhausted and falling asleep on my desk or whatever else.
And a lot of times these issues are compounded. Yes. So when we deal with homelessness, even if it were couch surfing, which in my mind is homeless, when you're just dealing with one, it's not just that you're dealing with one issue. And that's why there's the 10 sectors, is because they all go together. You're typically dealing with food insecurity as well. You're typically dealing with nutrition issues as well. You're typically dealing with probably some other life circumstance issues that could probably be supported with mental health. So it's like compounding. And so what do we help people with when it comes to these multitude of issues we provide them the resources, right? And what else can we do for them? We can speak to them about these ideas and providing the resource list to them. But is there more? Is there anything else that we can do to support people in our community like we're talking about?
Well, one of the things I think that has been something that we're really proud of are just the networking opportunities that we provide for service providers. Because anytime we get these groups together, especially when we're able to meet in person, it's just amazing when we can do that. We do tons of work on Zoom and amazing work on Zoom. But when we can get people in person, they could say, I have a client that needs X, Y, and Z. And somebody else goes, well, we do X. And somebody else said, we do Y. And they're like, great, we do the Z. But I didn't know that y'all did that. So they can, all of that, those services being woven together so there are no gaps. There are, you know, people don't fall through the cracks. And
at the beginning of all of the efforts for 100%, we talked about a hub. We talked mm-hmm. about this place in which people could be networking together, this location in which people could come and get the support they need, you know, to where we can work smarter, not harder, you not work in isolation. So what are we thinking about, you know, providing this hub? You have an office, right? I mean, so tell us about your hub currently, as it were.
Okay, well, our hub is great. Yeah. NMSUA has been so gracious to let us take over a classroom, and we've made that our office. And the big dream would to have an office that was centrally located in the community. You know, people can come to our office, but we're, you know, I'm part-time. We're not there all the time. Mm-hmm. And we don't really offer services from our office. We can offer connections to services, but right. not services. But the big dream, is to have that community hub like you're talking about that is on a bus route, that is easily accessible, that has all of those services there, or some sort of a guide. Somebody that can put their arm around somebody's shoulder and say, it's okay, let's get you introduced to Sue over here, who offers, you know, it can help you find food,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
And we have pieces of that.
Yeah,
it's not all together yet, but one of the other success stories from 100% Otero is a couple of years ago a grant was available for community health workers. Mm. Well, members of 100% Otero came together and said, hey, maybe we can actually apply for this grant, which wouldn't have happened in the past if people weren't talking
there
to
it is.
Each
yeah.
other
mm-hmm.
and stuff. But the hospital got the grant, and originally they hired, I think, 3 community health workers, and they kind of do that kind of thing of
right.
putting their arm around your shoulder, and they will help anyone. You don't have to be a patient of the hospital. You can just contact Community Connections at Gerald Champion, and these wonderful young women will help you. But it's also, we started with 3 and we're now up to 5.
Five. Wow. And it's not all young women now.
Yes.
We have a young man now too.
And we have some that focus on behavioral health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
stuff.
Good.
And so, you know, we're starting to pull the pieces together. Mm-hmm. We don't
right.
have them all.
And the sustainability is always like something that in any grant project or nonprofit organization, I'm always thinking about the sustainable measures that as you move forward, that you are always claiming ground and mm-hmm. continuing that journey forward. And it sounds like the weaving it all together, you know, that motto is really how you're pulling these resources together, you're clamping them together, and you're gaining ground mm-hmm. by collecting and continuing to collect all of these resources in a location, as far as a place where people can come to learn about and access these services. And you have such a dream ahead of you still, you know, so many more things to do. I see nothing but a bright future for this wonderful organization. And tell us more about like what educationally you hope to provide to this community. You mentioned the fair coming up and that there's going to be a booth there, but is there anything else, any conferences or workshops or anything like that coming up?
So last year we had our first, we called it a summit.
Right.
And it was amazing.
It was totally amazing.
Full day event.
Yep.
And the first part of the day was all about 100% Otero and the initiative and it, just introducing the public to how the program works and allowing opportunities for brainstorming and networking and, gathering. Then we had a wonderful lunch, and then we further educated the folks there about childhood trauma.
There it is. Yeah.
And how it affects an adult.
Yeah.
And how to interact, and there were pictures of brains, and there was, it was very informative. So and we're hoping to do that again each spring.
Good.
So we've got that
on the books. And so the agencies you coordinate with, can you list some of those amazing agencies within our community? Like I know for a fact you work with the counseling center, right?
Yes, very closely.
We work with the counseling center. We work with the hospital. We work with CYFD. We work with the police department. We have a retiree from the School for the Blind and Visually Impaired.
The county, the health department.
The county, the city, the village of Tularosa. We've been up and talked to people in Cloudcroft. We work with folks in Mescalero, Head Start, some of those. Oh, goodness.
And you guys have these bi-monthly meetings, right? And
yes.
And in these meetings, tell us about what gets accomplished in these meetings and who's it open to and all that.
It's open to anybody that wants to participate. Just please let us know. Our email is weavingitalltogether@100otero.org. Super simple. We'll send you an invite. And so it's open to anyone that's interested in the initiative. All of the core team leads attend and talk about what they've got going on in their different teams. And then we open it up and let the different service providers talk about what they've got going on, if they need help with anything. We talk about grant opportunities,
we sometimes have a speaker, so mm-hmm. we're learning again of, mm-hmm.
yeah.
you know, whether
yeah.
it's a provider or something we learn mm-hmm. about, some other opportunity. And, yeah, we meet on the first and third Wednesdays of the month
there
at
is,
10
yeah.
o'clock in the morning. And if anybody does want, like Callie said, weaving it all together at 100otero.org. Or if you have any other questions,
mm-hmm.
you can send it to that email and we'll try to answer. And
very
get
good.
Back to you and respond. We also, just thinking about learning here,
yep.
We have some book clubs coming up.
Oh, yes.
So we have 4 book clubs coming up. Now we'll see if I can remember the 4 books. I know the 10 vital services, but can I come up with the 4 books? Let's see. Anna Age 8 is one of them, mm-hmm. and that's the book that kicked off this whole initiative. There's one called
Rough Sleepers.
And that's an excellent book about homelessness and how to respond to it and this idea of pulling everybody together mm-hmm. and all the different services and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. What's it?
The Sausage Factory
by Representative Bill Soles.
Mm-hmm.
About working with your state legislature.
And how to get things done there.
Interesting title.
Yes.
And then the Community Schools Revolution.
Oh.
And a community school is a school that, in addition to just, the educational aspect is that so that when the kids come, they are ready in every way and there's supports for the family, supports for the community. And whether that means like the Alamogordo schools are doing with washers and dryers and showers available.
And telehealth. In the schools.
Telehealth, all sorts of great things.
The hub.
The hub idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're going to be talking about that.
And, you guys had mentioned all of these agencies and organizations you're partnered with, and the schools is one of those.
Yes,
the Alamogordo Public Schools, to be specific. And they have done a lot of work with the Community Schools Initiative.
Yes.
And so if I were a parent and listening right now, and I wanted to understand more about what community school meant and what the schools provide, Tell me about that. You mentioned the washers and dryer, but tell us more about what a community school program actually offers for our families.
A community school, different communities do it different ways, again, just like our different counties do. But there can be after-school support for kids and parents. There could be classes for parents while kids get tutoring to help with their homework and their laundries in the washing machine or whatever. The Alamogordo Public Schools, like you said, have done a ton of work, and they're doing great stuff. Mm-hmm. And they do now have the Tiger Care Center.
Tell us about the Tiger Care Center. This sounds awesome.
It is so awesome.
It is. They do have so clothing and food and things of, and a shower and a washer and dryer available to students that need that. And it's a great place. And if you have things to donate, they do accept those.
Mm-hmm. Like what are they looking for as far as donations?
New or very gently used clothing.
Food. Mm-hmm. A non-perishable food.
Small pantry.
They have a small pantry.
You can always donate laundry detergent.
Yes.
I would guess hygiene supplies that they can use for the
coats for the winter.
If somebody wanted to get more information, not only just about what the schools are doing, but about 100% Otero, all of the great work that you're doing, they just want to get more information. Tell us again who to contact.
You can email weaving it all together at 100otero.com.
And 100 spelled?
.org, sorry.
100 spelled 100.
100otero.org. You can look at our website, which is 100nm.org.
10 vital services?
Services.
Okay.
Yes. But...
your website is
100nm.org/Otero.
There it is. Okay. Woo. Now that you guys have passed your memory test for this morning, we can move on with our day.
That was shaky.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Mike's giving me the signal. We're about out of time. And it is always a pleasure to talk to you. And I adore the work you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
And thanks for your help. And support. Yes.
Thank you all, ladies.
By the Way is a new radio show hosted by Michelle Perry, owner of Learn New Mexico. This show will keep listeners up to date on educational topics such as lifelong learning strategies and educational technology. By the Way is hosted by an expert in the field and is a perfect show for those who are passionate about learning and exploring new ideas. Join us for in-depth discussions, insightful interviews, and practical tips that will help you stay up to date with the latest educational trends.
Tune in to By the Way the first Thursday each month at 8 a.m. right here on KHII 88.9 FM Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and KEDU 102.3 FM Ruidoso.